This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hey, y'all, we're back on Below Deck, episode 4, Baby on Board. There is so much to talk about. But first, let's introduce our host. One, I'm Akilah Friend. I'm your host for today. And I want Parker to look at me the way he looks at Padgett when he says chicken fried steak. We also have to my left, Nate Harris. He's still trying to decide between Madison and Georgia. Let's see who wins out.
I love them both.
Yes. Next to him, we have Amir Yasai, who was also once a one-month-old baby, like our newest guest.
That's my best baby noise.
Yes. And lastly, we have the fabulous Elizabeth Pena, who was ghosted by a ginger.
He was more of a daywalker, actually.
Go, producer!
Listen! And we have our producer back on the beats, back ready to make it happen. Well, today, so much has happened on episode 4, again, called Baby on Board for good reason. We're going to be talking about Jenna, Georgia, Madison, and their whole work dynamic or lack thereof. We'll be talking about Parker being miserable, and also about Padgett and Sierra, and our favorite guest to date, the baby. And then we'll move on to the news for the day, which is, you know, Jenna's clap back. If you haven't read about it, Nate is going to be here to describe it all to you. And talking about what kind of jobs on deck that we might like. We'll have a special segment headed out by Amir and Elizabeth before we move on into next week's predictions. So before we start, let's just say, what are y'all thoughts about? What do you think about the show, this episode?
Before we even start, we have to give a round of applause to how amazing that intro was. I'm sorry, I can't go any further. That intro was amazing.
Okay.
Anywho,
I appreciate that.
The show was great.
Teamwork.
It wasn't that entertaining. I mean, it was, but I'm really just frustrated with the leadership. And I hate talking about Adam and Jenna because I know that they're people. But
yes, they are.
I just don't.
Heard it here first.
Are they? Can we question that? Are they actually people?
Not good people.
But I don't like their leadership. I don't like how they're leading. And even when it came to Padgett, like, he's a leader and a boss, quote unquote, but I don't like the way that he's leading as well. I think that their leadership definitely needs to change. I know you have to be on these people, but the way I think about leading is I make myself uncomfortable so you are comfortable so you can be great at what you do for me.
That's
you know,
good.
And so I feel like they continue to put them in uncomfortable situations. And so that's my overall thoughts. That's what I'm about today. I'm coming at you guys. So
coming back with a quote from Georgia: a respect existence or expect resistance.
I was gonna take it over, but
I was trying to finish it right there. I was like, I know you remember it.
Dramatic pauses. I love it.
Yeah. So far, it's still annoying just watching them bicker. Ugh. Padgett and Sierra are getting so annoying. I'm sorry. The baby just had to top the cherry on top, and I was like, I've heard this song before. The wham. I was like, no, I'm so over it. I'm like, I love kids, have nieces and nephews, but I just would not bring a 1 year, 1 month old to the yacht.
Not even a 1 year old.
Not even a 1 year old. What was it like? Is that legal?
But this 1 month old baby is way better than a lot of other guests that we've seen, which is crazy. She's just like, you know, I'm just gonna take my naps. I'll cry a little bit, but I have no dietary restrictions. I have no curfew. I'm here
living my life.
Living my life.
Speaking about living my life, I want to make sure everyone knows I don't work on a boat because I look like I'm wearing a uniform. It's like a gay version of the boat. So I just want to get that out there for anyone that's commenting in a shady manner.
Ooh.
So I got to come for them. You know? But I actually really enjoyed this episode. So I kind of disagree with Nate. I thought it was quite entertaining. I think they had a hard time starting the show. I think it was, they were still trying to get to know everyone, but now we have dynamics.
Yeah.
And I think the way that Jenna came for Georgia, it's good TV. It's not a good thing to do. It's, she's not a good person, but it was good TV. I love my girl Georgia, but that's it's good it. TV.
Well, you know what? Let's dive into that. Yeah. About Jenna, Georgia, and Madison. As we've seen on this episode, Georgia is trying to step up in the ranks of being a stewardess, but Jenna is like, you are not making the cut. You're not ready. You're not prepared. And Madison is kind of floating by at this point. She's not necessarily the star of the show, but she's not, when it comes to stewarding, but she's not the worst either. Mm. And I think now she's starting to feel the pressure also. So what did you think about their overall dynamic and Jenna?
So Madison's a really great friend. That's what I've seen so far. She has a great work ethic. She doesn't like slack off or anything. I feel like she's holding the crew together, if anything.
She's like the glue.
Yeah, like when Parker was down, she's over here like, you know, making sure he's fine. She even like slept with him. That was so cute.
Oh yeah,
cute.
That was cute.
Yeah.
Like actually slept with him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was no sex. No P&B.
Yes, as friends. No, same bed. No same bunkie or whatever it's called. Yeah, and Parker, I feel so bad for him still. Like,
yeah, we gonna get to Parker, girl, but we doing Jenna, Georgia. Yeah, Jenna. She really feels bad for Parker.
Parker, man, I got you. If you need a shoulder to cry on. But no, Jenna, you know, she has to do her job, and that's the thing. Like, I respect that a lot about her, but she's still like, she needs to find ways to talk to her crew. And that's where I'm like, you know, you need a little attitude change, girl.
And I think it goes back to what Nate was saying earlier about how to lead. Mm-hmm. Like, she's obviously the type of leader that almost likes fear, enjoys it. And I'm trying to think of how was she brought up? Because I'm sure someone gave her, showed her the ropes. You know, when people want to look back and feel like you did it all by yourself, you were pulled yourself up by your bootstraps, and you've had perhaps all the help in the world. So what's it to say, hey, okay, you may not know where Adam's cloak or whatever is. Let me help you find it. Or you may not be folding these towels right. Let me help you do that. And then do it the first time. But if you have to do it the second and third time, then I understand if you decide to change up. But I feel like she was almost too hard on Georgia. And I'm wondering if this is a jealousy thing or if this is truly, I'm doing my job. You know what I mean?
It's doing my job. Because if you watch past seasons, we have Kate Chastain and Hannah, and they operate in the same manner. There's this weird thing in yachting where it's like, you should know where everything is. Yeah. You should know how it runs. You should know what's up. And that happened with Ciara too. She was like, you guys moved everything on the boat.
Yeah.
And you expect me to know where it is. So I think that like a lot of times these chief stews have been, like you said, hazed, or they've been treated, like kind of mistreated. And now they're like kind of passing that on.
Right.
But the guests, unfortunately, they pay so much to be on the boat. If their tip is that much, how much are they paying?
True.
So they expect a certain level of customer service. So I think that it is just kind of the way it's set up, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I agree with you, and I agree with all you guys. And what
we're turning you in.
No, I'm agreeing with you guys, but I'm going the opposite way. Okay, I'm just a devil advocate. Okay,
yeah, that was too nice.
Yeah, but the first episode, Janice calls her own self the B word. What's a different word? So I'm not on here calling her a bitch. Like, what is a better word?
A bitch. You gotta
call herself that. Like, she called herself
bitch.
Yeah, like, she called herself the bitch. Okay, then the second episode.
Love seeing hearing you say that.
Bitch. The second episode, I was like, well, it seems like she's a sweetheart. Like, she actually isn't a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out now completely.
She's only nice to one person.
She's only nice.
She's trying to get the game.
Yes.
You know, and so that's kind of where I really get frustrated. Be a leader and yell at your crew. Everyone leads differently, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you're going, you're just gossiping. Like, hey, I just made her cry. Hey,
right.
I just did this.
That's
this
a good point.
Happened. It's like, why are we doing this? Your energy needs to be okay. Clearly, they're not getting something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big person on intent. Okay, so like, if I'm working for something, I understand production pays the bills. I used to always use that in football. Like, production pays the bills. You can be trying as hard as you can, but if you're not making plays, you're not gonna play.
Right.
We're not gonna win. You're gonna be on the bench. Okay.
Yeah.
But I also believe in a lot in intent. So when you're new, just like, we'll get to Parker, but like, when it's someone like Georgia, and this is like kind of one of her first times doing these things, it's not like, yes, she's going to be slow at things. Yes, it's going to be harder. Yes, so it's like, why aren't we giving her that?
Yeah.
But the reason why I understand you guys is because it is TV and it's cutting. So we don't, maybe not, aren't seeing a lot of things that we could be seeing. But we're just seeing the hot things where Jen is like just getting on her. She may really be bad at what she's doing.
Who knows?
And they're not completely showing all those things. You know what I'm saying?
And so, this is the industry.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, this is the industry. And it's kind of like,
I think the reason why she knows she can confide in Adam is because it seems like that's what happens in the food industry as well. Like, we all know Gordon Ramsay, and I try to shout you out, but there's a, you know, there's a hierarchy, and there's almost a respect thing when you're able to clap back and you're able to, you know, kind of belittle others. But I wouldn't feel any type of way if Jenna just did that consistently. But the fact that she goes back and tells Adam, I'm like, you're also creating a dynamic where Adam feels entitled to talk about Georgia, who's your you know, second in command or whatever else. So you should at the end of the day be like any parent, I can yell at my kids, you can't yell at my kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be able to feel that way. But
he went too far. I thought he went too far. He said, like, you know, can her, let's get her into Pulse. I was like, and I think the fact that she was there, it's production. Nate said, I also played football, believe it or not. So I'm a very good quarterback, honey. Yes, honey, I can throw the football across and I can sleep with some football. It is what it is. But I think that what it really is, when all jokes aside, but she, with when it comes to this whole production thing, they set her up. She's I mean, come on, how many shots they had to get to finally get her walking in on the conversation? Come on, Bravo.
I actually will come down a little bit on Jenna. I still love you, girl. I mean, I love the other two better, though.
I know, I was like, calm down.
If anything, well,
I'm not going to be attacking her. Like, I understand. But again, leadership styles are just different. So it's just like, if she doesn't know wash and dryer, which Jenna didn't know, but like, just teach her, okay? Right. And then again, if it keeps coming, then yell at her. Then make her feel stupid. Then you have her. Then do that.
Right. I like what you're saying, that if anything, they're lacking just getting trained.
Yeah.
Because
there's no time, hun. Like, when would they train? And that's the thing, like, they've always said
even
that.
Little things, like when Jenna is talking to Georgia, like, rudely, you could just pull her aside and be like, hey, like, maybe there's some things you may not know how to do, but we can teach you real quick, real fast. You know, it doesn't take, she said, it's not like rocket science, you know?
I know, but can I play devil's advocate real quick? Like, what? I love my girl Kate Chastain. Yeah. She's everything. Like, she's tweeted this many times throughout all the seasons she's been on. She's like, we don't have time between production and guest demands and making the captain happy. Mm-hmm. There's no time to pull someone aside and be like, do you get it? Especially if you're crying. It's like, sorry, honey, your skin's not thick enough. See ya.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that, you know, I would be the same.
I think that the time thing is serious because it's like probably in between, if they ever had some downtime when the guests were not on board, I can take you aside and really teach you. I just think it's the way she says it. But it's the way she says it, but at the same time, it goes back to if this was real, everything was real, nothing was casted or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, she would never be hired because it's like, if you don't know what you're doing, we can't have you on this, you know, top chartered yacht with premier A-level guests. Like, you just won't.
They lie on their resumes, Akilah. That's another thing. So throughout the season, they lie on their resumes.
Oh, well, you know what?
But you weren't in charge of people's lives, were you?
People's food.
You were in charge.
That's true.
I did not know how to even make coffee. So imagine these girls running around like not knowing how to do stuff.
Well, they've gotten caught before too in the past season.
That's hilarious.
So I wonder if anyone's going to get caught, because there's a whole resigning thing that we've seen.
Oh, right.
So someone might get caught lying on their resume, because a lot of them say, I've been on this boat, I've been on that boat. And it's like, but you would know how to do this.
Right.
This is basic stuff. Mm. So I don't know.
I feel like they should at least go on board for a day, like not doing anything.
No, but 9 months.
A day. Come on. Like, you can last a day and just like observe, you know. And then it doesn't make it any easier that guests have the most craziest requests.
Right.
So
That makes it hard.
I can see how that can be like annoying to have to like, oh, I have to do this, but no, they need this now. Like, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm sure we'll be able to speak about this more and more, because there are going to be tons of content between Jenna, Georgia, and Madison, because they're all kind of type A personalities.
They are.
But Madison, my girl, she had things to say earlier.
She had things to say.
Wait, I'm sorry to cut you guys off. I'm so sorry to cut you guys off. It was a perfect segue.
Okay, go ahead, sweetie.
Our host, our lead.
He's indefinable. You can't see his smile. Indefinable.
This may be the stupidest question in America. I don't believe in stupid questions. Oh. What is a type A personality?
That is a stupid question.
I'm not with you. No, I'm with you, Nate. I don't know that. It's not. But, you know, it's all relative. But usually type A's are the ones who love everything super organized, super their way or the highway. It's very much rules are their dogma. If we're not following X or Y, Z, then I'm in a frenzy.
Like Adam,
and oftentimes they have to be in charge in a sense, because they don't know how to really go with the flow. They don't know how to take rules. They're just bossy.
I'm type A.
All right.
Are you okay?
I'm
type A. Type A ladies and play football. This is a new bachelor.
You know what? The other thing is, type A's generally don't say they're type A. ways unless they, you know, are finally in that predicament. So it's like, it's funny how I said everything. You're like, oh, that's me.
That's me. Well, I mean, we're not talking about me right now.
I was like, is this a name show?
Yeah, we're not talking about me. I was just really curious. No, because I always hear type A, type B. I hear, but I'm like, what is
it's actually, a great question. Yeah, well,
Adam also showed how type A he is. He went to the captain and said, like, we can't be sailing. I need to cook.
I need to cook. Very type A. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, so for all those who heard this, type A, now we know.
Now we know what's up. Yes. Speaking of someone that is type A, Madison, so my girl, she's type A in a fun way, though. Mm. So she's kind of taken, and like, even the way she tweets, like, we talk so regularly, she's always updating, she's interacting with fans, and she told me, she literally said, because we were talking about Nate's photo that he liked of Georgia, there it is, yes, honey, looking cute. So they had posted this photo, but then Georgia didn't love the way she looked, so Madison had taken it down. So Madison said, my girl didn't feel like the absolute knockout that she is in the photo. That's the only reason I posted a different one. And she, you know, tagged Georgia. So it wasn't about you, Nate.
I know. I was so hurt. I was like, okay, I commented. And I said, I can't wait to see you guys tonight. Yeah. And then the picture's gone. And I was like, I'm about to show my friend. Like, they liked it and everything. And then now the picture's gone. So.
But you know what? Nate. You know what lives forever? Our page on AfterBuzz TV will be posting, obviously, this episode and so much more every week where we talk about Below Deck. Feel free to engage with the conversation. Be like our girl Madison. Be like Georgia, whoever else. And watch, like, subscribe, engage with us. It makes it all the more fun. And who knows, Amir might be talking about you next week. But you know who I don't want to talk about? We have to. Parker's miserable ass. Let's talk about Parker.
I kind of
feel bad, but at the same time, I'm like, Parker, like, you need a Jenna in your life to tell you to pull it together.
He's being the best Parker he can be, okay?
Is he? So Parker,
the shade.
Wait, so you're against Parker?
Yeah. I'm not fully against him.
That was fun, girl.
Yes.
That's good.
Let's talk about the pros. Why is Parker feels the need to be super emotional about the fact that he just needs to do a better job?
Well, first of all, he just went through a breakup. Katie.
How long ago was that?
K-A-I-T.
It was like Tahiti, but a girl. I was like,
All right.
Well, I feel, you know, guys sometimes take forever to get over a breakup. And clearly, sailing is like his go-to to get over the breakup.
That's not his go-to, child. That's
okay, so maybe he's trying to have that as his go-to, and it's clearly not working.
He's trying to escape it?
Yeah, I think he's still in the mix of it, and he's trying to work, but it's just not working.
Yeah.
But that's what we're saying. We're not saying that we're against him. I think we're all kind of agreeing. He's not doing the job at hand.
Right.
I like Parker. I think he's funny. He had the wedgie comment. Yes. Him and Madison have a cute flirtation. Mm-hmm. But you should kind of stake your claim. You are, you know, bunkmates with Adam. If you wake him up once, you don't sleep in the mess.
Yes.
When he slept in the mess hall, it made him look stupid.
It made him look weak too.
No backbone. And he was
waking up for work. Just, you know, obviously you guys watched the episode. Sure. But he was waking up to do night watch, and Adam, you know, I guess heard the alarm go off, and he slammed the door while Parker was leaving, and, you know, Adam couldn't get over it.
Shamed him.
Couldn't get over it.
Yeah, that was weird. And again, that goes back to the whole type A thing we were talking about. Nate has some opinions. His face
I'm gonna let y'all finish. No, we're done.
The face. I can't talk with that face.
I don't want to do that face.
Tell me what you want.
Yes.
Parker, I honestly, because you guys... My face was like that because you guys did give me a different perspective. Because you guys are right. He needed to have more of a backbone. I agree. But I kind of like him in those situations. Everything that I'm doing is wrong.
You're telling me
to do this. I do it and it's wrong. Okay, I'm trying to.
Sorry, Nate. I did my own stuff.
So it's like, he has to get up at 4:30 to go out to the deck. Why is Adam mad at that?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's our after show, but I'm so intrigued by Nate. Everywhere you're doing stuff wrong, like life, personal.
No, he's talking about Parker.
Okay, he's like, you relate so much. I was like, what's happening?
No, I'm saying, like, if I had authority figure in this situation, it's like, you're telling me what to do. I'm trying to do it the correct way. I'm not doing it right. And you guys got all this what to say. It's like, you know, but again,
you almost feel ganged up on.
I'm ganged up on. Mm-hmm. So now
he
at this
was
point,
with Glenn and Ciara and Padgett.
And Padgett.
And he had the Byron or Padgett?
It was Byron. Well, Byron didn't even. Oh no, Byron even. even Byron said something.
Even Byron said you shouldn't have the chamois.
Wow, when Byron has to say something.
It's bad.
So
because he did say, I have to have the chamois at all times. Right. He's like, it shouldn't be visible. But yes. Those are mixed messages.
Right, but it shouldn't be visible. And the thing is, I feel like the first thing that happened with the whole Adam situation, that shouldn't have rocked you so much where you're moping around throughout the night, everyone's out to have a good time, and you're just wearing your emotions on your sleeve, which is a beautiful thing to see. Like, you don't want to bottle everything up, but he's, like, wearing it into a way where he wants people to ask him what's wrong, and then he wouldn't really share it. And I'm like, is this an attention thing, or are you truly mad? Do you not know how to express yourself? I have no idea.
He was like this. He was like,
yeah.
But
when you're sad in the corner and you don't want anyone to say what's wrong, or you don't want anyone to acknowledge that you're sad, it's like, what? Shouldn't you have stayed home? Like,
what's his birthday though, Akilah? Is he a Gemini?
Is he a Cancer?
Because I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini. We are. You're a Gemini.
When? June 11th?
June 12th.
Sorry. We're getting off track. But okay. Geminis, I turn off. I can turn off, and I can... So I can relate to that.
Well, yeah, and that's what... Because, like, back to football. Not talking about myself, you know.
But y'all want to imagine you throwing your football.
If I had a bad game, that's just who I am. Oh. So in this setting... Okay. I think he was forced to be there. You know, I understand, like, stay home, because that's a great perspective.
Right.
Like, don't make everyone else feel uncomfortable because you're in that state.
He has to jump off the boat.
Yeah, I think he's forced to be there. Again, I also, production, you know, who knows how much he really was wearing that sleeve. He might have just been quiet that day and everyone noticed it.
True.
Because he's usually a talker, you know. But I like what Madison said about the situation. It's like, I just try to let him be him in that moment. Like, we sometimes just feel your feelings.
Madison is a sweetheart.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't bother me when I'm mad. Let me just be mad. I promise you, I'm going to get over it. Mm-hmm. But the more you keep asking me, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why are you
trying to hug
me?
Don't hug him.
Well, it's also because he's surrounded around people he's not, like, super, you know, familiar and friendly with. Mm-hmm. So he probably needs to just go home and just get his life together.
Like, quit the show?
You know, might leave got fired.
I hope it's not him, though, because I feel like he has a lot of growing to do on the show, too. And with the yacht, like, I feel like it would be a good experience for him. But it was that, and then coupled with the next day of how Paget, out of everyone, is telling him things multiple times, and he's just not getting it. He's chatting with the guest that seems like forever.
You know what I think? Yeah. Paget is taking out his aggression off of, you know, Sierra and him bickering. I feel like he's taking it out on Parker. And it's showing. Because, he has no one else to take it out on but Sierra.
Right. Exactly. But he talks to Sierra like that, too. But Sierra's like, I'm not taking it. But I think there needs to be a healthy balance, because Sierra needs to understand that that's his boss. But then Parker also needs to recognize that, you know, I'm doing the best I can, but it's not necessarily good enough.
I want
to know why it was so bad for him to just even bring up the vacuum, up the glass thing. Why was that a big deal? I'm really curious.
In front of the guest.
Oh,
and I think Jenna didn't explain it like it was in front of the guest. She just didn't like him telling her what to do, period.
Yeah,
and that's how, and the fact that she had to go all the way to the captain for that, I was like, oh no, that's a girl I can't trust on my job.
That's actually the only thing I like to kill. You know why? Because when you're at that higher position, like, she took it to the top just because it wouldn't get muddled. And I think she did that so she wouldn't go to Adam. Maybe that was her, instead of going to Adam, maybe she in her mind was like, okay, this is not a big enough deal to make it. But I think
I feel like she should have went to Paget, because Paget is his boss. You know what I mean?
Got you
jumped and went to the captain.
Okay.
Who's, like, overseeing everything to tell me about a vacuum. As a captain, I'd be like, that's not my business right now. Like, don't tell me this. You know, try to shut it down a little bit. But I don't know.
So, yeah, I understand, but...
But Glenn's having a little more of a backbone, though, talking about that, because he did, when Adam came to him and said, let's stop sailing, I'm cooking, he said no.
Right.
And I was like, oh, he put on it. He's not wearing the cargo shorts anymore, honey. So I was impressed with that. And I think, again, not to keep going back to the vacuum, but the reason I want to bring it up again is because I think the vacuum is a deeper thing. Mm-hmm. It's him undermining her as a woman. Ooh. I don't think he would have said that to a male boss.
Right.
I don't know. That's what I think it was to me. Like, him being like, have you ever thought of getting... It was kind of a little condescending, like, she's of course thought of it. They either don't have the budget, or they have nowhere to put it, or it's clunky. There's a reason they didn't buy that.
Yeah,
it's like when someone goes to a restaurant, have you thought about putting more tables outside? Duh. They own the place. You know what I mean? So I think that he thought he was being clever.
I don't even know if it's strictly a whip. I love that you love it.
I love perspective. Like,
it's great just to hear different dynamics.
Because again, I'm looking at it from, like, I didn't think that he was being anything. He was just like, a suggestion. I just want to help. Like, maybe you have thought about this. I'm just trying to...
I think that's his personality, though. Because I don't think it was necessarily because she was a woman. Because he said the same thing where he's like... He always wants to explain himself. So even with the... I don't know if it was a Shamoy, whatever the rag was. Shammy.
Chamois,
whatever that was. Like, she wanted to explain why he's talking to the guest that long. He wants to explain why he's just defending himself in a sense. So, like, even the whole vacuum thing, he's just like, well, this is probably a reason why this is the problem that it is. So,
but then it got worse because then he kind of went back to her and was like, well, I'm going to check in with my superior to answer you about the beach in front of that poor Nana. I don't know why she was there. She was trying to move in.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, separate question, though. In those situations, do you think Parker's right when he says, well, these guests are talking to me. What am I supposed to do? Just walk away and say, sorry?
You're like, I think how he was being so polite with that.
Right. I think he was right.
Tell me.
He was wrong. I've worked as a publicist for 8 years, done events. Mm. People are blabbermouths. They need a therapist.
Right.
So you need to wrap people up. You need to learn to do a compliment sandwich, Parker. Parker, this is for you.
How would you wrap it up? How would you wrap it up?
I got you. I'm going to tell you. Parker, listen. This is what you do. So the guest is talking. You go, I love having this conversation with you. It's fabulous. Having you on this boat is wonderful. I got to get to work to make sure you have the best experience you can ever have.
All right.
And I can't wait to talk later.
Great.
And that's it. Great response. And that's it. That's all right.
Now, my question is, my next question is, who on the boat taught him to do that? Because he's new. He doesn't know this.
My thing is, and that goes back to the whole thing where it's like, if you want amateurs on your boat, you need to deal with amateurs on your boat. If you want professionals, you can't be talking like, you know, these people are top notch who had years of experience when they had two and probably just had a breakup and then said, okay, my go-to therapy is to be on your boat and doing your job. You're gonna get these responses. So if you want to hire these people and you want to have these people rolling around with you, you're going to have to deal with
it. But are they hiring these people because they're kind of good at their jobs, but they look good on TV? Because there's probably people that are very experienced, but are like, how do you feel? I feel good. Like, right. No one wants to see that interview.
It's too experienced. Yeah. Right. It's that in between. And it's even the folks who seem to be in charge. Like, Padgett, I feel like, needs a few years. Jenna probably's got it, but you just need a little people training.
People boot camp.
But so it's a dynamic, but... I don't have a transition. It's rough season. Let's talk about also Padgett and Sierra. I want to really dive into this. We're probably going to do this on episode 5, episode 6, episode 7, episode 8. But there's always so much good things here. Like, what can we say about Padgett and Sierra this time? I feel like, for one... It's crazy. Just them digging the sand. I'm like, I just almost wanted to jump in there because I'm like, I can't hear them argue anymore. Like, what do you think about this dynamic?
But Akilah, they're so good about quickly repairing it, which I don't know if it's healthy or not. I'm not a psychologist.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's so good to bicker, say really mean things and then say I'm, you know, effing pissed and then be like, I love and support you. And right. I'm so happy you're in my life. Like, in the bunk, they have all these tender moments in between the bickering. Is that healthy? I really don't know.
Yeah.
But they are repairing it very quickly, and they're not holding grudges. I don't think so. And Sierra does bicker, nag a lot, and men do not like to be nagged.
Yeah.
No man likes that. So you gotta go to your girlfriend. She has no girlfriends on the boat. She needs like a friend that's a girl or something.
Yeah. But the friend that's a girl that could be her girl seems like she wants her man. Talking to Georgia like that, because it seems like Georgia is really, there's one thing, that a little healthy flirtation, but that's too much.
I don't think
that's
Georgia's too much. Flirting so much.
What?
Georgia
I
is flirting.
I don't see. I think she tries to just.
Liz, I'm going to wheel you off the stage, girl.
The way I see it is Georgia is like just talking back to Padgett because she has to. It's like, you
have
know.
Have you been watching the episode?
He's throwing things at her, but I don't think she's catching it. I really don't.
Literally put the toga on him and she was like, ooh, your arms. And then she was talking about having children.
She initiates the conversation, it seems like. But she even talks about his hair.
Tries to make it about like.
Something else.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Like,
because
Georgia,
I'm a girl, I have guy friends that all like, you know, like say little things like, you know, to feel them, gas them up.
Right.
But I don't like, I don't consider that flirting back. Mm. Like, you know?
Gassing them up is not flirting them up. Is not flirting?
It's not. It's just adding
that to... That is a synonym.
Girl, they're on a small boat. Your friends go to their separate apartments. They're on a small yacht. They have no space. They're on there for months. Everybody's horny, honey. And you're gassing up a guy with
but
a relationship.
Padgett is in the wrong.
Damn!
I'm with you. Katja is in the wrong. Georgia is flirting, but
Nate, you're in Switzerland today, honey. Yes.
No, Georgia is them. No, Georgia is flirting, but I get what you're saying. That like, I don't think it's so much like I want this man. Let me try to get him. She just says a little comment. And then Padgett is just like, let me take it to the next level. I think that.
Well, he shouldn't have said the whole, I'm not going to have a kid with a ginger.
Yeah. I think before that happened, Georgia was the one who said, oh, you're flirting. She called him out the flirting. Like, really, not in a way of, like, stop doing it. But she just kind of brought in Sierra saying, oh, is this the flirting that you guys do together? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, don't talk about me and my girl. Like, and then you're trying to, that's a way of flirting, too, to see how the waters are with y'all, too.
And he's laughing. Yeah. And to a man, a elbow touch is an open invitation. So don't be stupid. Like, it's just, come on.
No, to a man just looking at him.
Yeah, I was flirting. Yeah. She looked at my direction. You were ordering your coffee, sir.
But what I've noticed, though, because remember he started talking about how he really didn't have friends growing up?
Because
he lived on a barge. What's a barge?
Yeah. I think that's what's messing up their dynamic of their relationship. It's always been just them two.
Yeah. And the fact that they've always been in a relationship on the yacht.
Yeah, but it's just those two. Now there's other people, and he's like, huh?
And he likes the attention.
Yeah, there's other girls around this world. There's other, so that, and then also the fact
that. But can I say one thing about that? I think the fact that he's getting that attention is maybe because he hasn't gotten it from other women. He's been in this relationship. Yeah. And Madison even said he had the sex appeal of a potato.
Oh.
So Madison came for her castmate, honey. Yes. And I was there for it because Padgett is a Monet. From afar, it looks good. Don't get too close. So I think that now some girl as pretty as Georgia, who has this very exotic accent, who knows where she's from.
Right.
And we love it. We're here for it.
So how does someone like that end up saying that he will never want to have kids with his girlfriend because she's a ginger at
that? That was discrimination.
Like, that was intense. Mm-mm. And it wasn't even like a little LOL haha after that. He was like, full stop. I don't want kids with a ginger. Like,
how old is Padgett? Do we know how old he is?
That's a good question. We'll figure it out for next episode.
He's 26 or 45.
Oh, 4 years older. That's true. They met when I think she was 18 and he was 22.
Oh, we made
but I don't
nine,
know. Right. But I don't know what their age is now. Right, could be 28. Right.
26? Yeah, 4 years together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
22.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, in these situations, when these guys, when they're his mind is elsewhere right now. And so he's okay with making these comments. Just to play around with
it. Where is his mind?
He's getting more attention.
His mind's between her legs.
But Georgia.
I was waiting for Sierra to just bury him when they were, like, trying to get that fire.
She would just hit him in the head.
But that's the thing. She's being very passive-aggressive in that sense, so it's definitely going to boil up because she heard that comment. And if I was Sierra, you don't want a kid with who?
But remember, she's going to see this in 6 months.
Yeah. Well, maybe
when
that's why
she's another woman this? Oh.
Yeah, God, that's my thing. It's like you're giving this person on the outside of your relationship. Yeah.
Georgia's
going to
tell her. That's my prediction. I think I know we're not there, but I'm gonna say Georgia's gonna tell her.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. Speaking of babies, though, we have we're gonna get into that. But we have a 1 month on board as one of the guests. Like, I don't even understand this, but cheers to that woman who was able to bring her child on board and was ready to go. It's nothing I would do.
Akilah, we are all people of color here. None of us would do it. I am not trying to, y'all know what I'm trying to say. We would not bring our 1 month old honey. Come on, no.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But you know what? That's all we got to say about the baby. That's the length of time that this baby has been on Earth. We're just going to give them 1 second for that 1 month.
Yes.
And let's move on to our special segment, which we talk about what jobs do we want to have on deck? Let's take it away.
Yes. All right, so we all know all the stews, all the decks on hand, even the captain. Out of all those jobs, what job would be your favorite or even the best that you would be able to perform?
So this boat doesn't have a bosun, but other boats have a bosun, which is basically above the deck. So it's like the overseer of all the decks. So it's kind of like Padgett's job, kind of, but it's a bit more authoritative, and they actually get to sit in on all the, where they do the evaluation of the new guests coming on board. So I like to be part of the top echelon, honey. I don't want to work. I don't want to see people's, dirty condoms in the toilet. No. No, thank you. So I'm not interested in cleaning toilets and all that, and I know you have to work your way up, but I don't want to.
Exactly.
That's why I'm going to be bosun.
I feel it.
I'm captain.
All right. Oh, no information. Talk about authority.
Yeah. Damn it, Nate.
Period. That's it. Captain Nate. I would probably to be like Paget. I feel like I just want some air. If I'm just down below deck cooking sandwiches and cleaning and ironing, no I thanks. Feel like this is not the place for me. At least with Paget, you get to do some activity. You get to tell other folks what to do. You get to put sails and you get some fresh air. You know, it's this okay, is what's part okay. of being in the Mediterranean. That's what it's all about.
See, I'm all about being Chief Stew just because I want to call the shots and I have compassion. I am very sympathetic and I feel like I would not put people through worse situations that they're already in. So, yeah.
We don't know what flirting is, so that might you might get in some hot water with some guests, honey.
And I'm not a flirter.
Well,
so.
But you are, though. You don't know what flirting is. You're going to be flirting with all the guests. You're gassing them up, honey.
I know.
Listen. Well, tell us what you guys would be in the comments. Definitely let us know. But in terms of flirtation, honey, we heard a little clap back that happened in the news, and I want Nate to take it away. Tell us what happened.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, a lot of fans have been attacking Jenna for all of her flirtation with Adam.
Yes.
She's not being professional. And again, she's going and she's telling Adam everything. She's not leading properly. This isn't my word. Do not shoot the messenger. This is what the fans are saying right now. So Jenna, being the type A personality that she is, she decided to go to Twitter to defend herself. Mm. And she says this. Believe it or not, a woman in charge can be both good at her job and have a love interest. Oh. I agree. If a woman is flirting at work, suddenly her capabilities to be a boss are in question now? Mm. Last time I checked, the majority of the world have jobs and a partner. Go figure.
Okay.
Wait. She wasn't done. She was not done.
Supportive snap. That's it.
She was not done. She said, and to add to that, the primary focus of my particular job is guest satisfaction.
Okay, she took a turn for the worse when she added that little part.
I like her.
I like her.
We're revoking
this
snap.
I like it.
You mean Adam satisfaction?
You mean Adam satisfaction? Right.
That's why they're mad at you, girl.
Right. And you are getting no tips for that flirt, so take it on back.
I call cap.
You are getting no
that's
tips.
All cap.
Oh, that's all
cap. But I'm going to say, if Adam, I don't think people are coming for Adam as much as they are with her, and he's equally flirting, and it's inappropriate as well. Mm-hmm. But I just think that's the misogyny, and that's being harder on a woman. I'm just gonna say that again.
You know what? I'm so sad. We gotta wrap this one up a little quicker. But we have talked about so much this episode, and believe it or not, I want to talk about this subject some more. So whether it be we'll be on some of our social media handles, in the comments, literally talk to us about this, because we gotta talk about Jenna and her macking ways. We gotta talk about Adam, and I want to really make sure that we really delve into this. So honestly, I'm sure the flirtation won't stop. So if we don't talk about it in the comments, we'll bring it back up in episode 5 recap for sure. So, before we end today, I want to talk about some of the predictions. We kind of flirted around this a little bit.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What did you guys think is going to happen next episode?
Ooh, the
Liz,
baby.
It's all you.
We were talking about how the baby might somehow lead to that conversation of was it Paget breastfeeding?
Parker.
Oh, also, I want to make the prediction that Byron's going to be more entertaining. I feel like you've seen the dad side of him, and now I feel like his personality is going to come out more.
He needs to get drunk. Okay. We need him to get drunk.
Yeah. What do you think?
First of all, they need to go to a club. I'm bored of the dinners and back to the boat. Nothing's happening. Nobody's hooking up. They need alcohol. Mm-hmm. That first night, I get it. Jenna went too far, but I think that they need to party more. So my prediction is we're going to get a hookup. We're going to get Parker and Madison. They had that sweet little moment in the mess hall. I think there's going to be a hookup. There has to be something about the P and the V thing.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction. And I think the baby is going to learn how to swim. Just kidding.
Well, I rebuke your statement. Parker and Madison are not hooking up. We're not advocating for that or putting that into the universe.
I wonder why Nate is saying
right.
I'm just saying that's my prediction.
It
okay,
may not happen then. But you know who will hook up? We saw literally the clip saying that Adam finally says that he likes Jenna. So that might be the hookup for next week, and that'll bring us right back to this tweet because we are going to talk about it. But until then, so glad. Thank you for watching. I'm your host, Akila Friend. You can find me on Instagram at Akila Friend with 2 F's. Nate, take it away.
I'm Nate Harris. You can find me on Instagram and everywhere on social media at Royal Nate. R-O-Y-A-L Nate. But don't forget the underscore, please.
I'm Amir Yassai, A-M-I-R Yaz, Y-A-S-S. And please don't forget the underscore at the end. Thanks, Nate.
So I have no underscore, but you can find me at Calisfornia.
All right. And that's another episode down. Until next week, buzz you later. After Buzz.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.